Don't you dare.
Mom, can I help you out a bit?
I'll tell you what, I'll do the washing up.
Well, yeah, of course. But you haven't done the washing up since your sister was born. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, I did really well in that maths test last week, and I'm going to go upstairs to revise for tomorrow's geography test after this.
Oh, that's my girl. I know you're going to make us proud, me and your dad. Are you still thinking about the legal profession?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk to you about something else. It's really important. You see, it's all my friends.
Here we go. Have you been in trouble at school again?
No. I've just told you, everything's fine. It's just, you know, Sharon.
What? That Sharon? The one that thinks she's Paris Hilton?
Don't be sarcastic, Mum. She's my best friend. At least she takes pride in her appearance. You know, she just got her nose pierced and her mum thought it looked so good that she's had her nose pierced too.
Oh, charming.
Actually, Mum, I'm the only girl in my class who hasn't got her nose pierced. Except Sandra Watts, and she's such a loser. I've got to get my nose pierced, otherwise I'll have to change school.
Don't you dare, young lady. While you're living under our roof, there's no way you're going to ruin your face. You're 16 years old and we're still responsible for you. When you leave home, then you can do what you like.
Oh, were you ever young? Look, I need to have my nose pierced so it'll go with my tongue.
Oh my God! Bruce! Get down here now and look at your daughter!